Kofres Ador Rishon, Friday the 4th of March, Rabbi Yaakov Baruch Mordechai Zaks, Parshas Pekudei.
Parshas says, Vayuvusa Mishkan Lamoisha, as Kalo. So Rashi says, they wanted to build a Mishkan, Moshe Atzad, they didn't build a Mishkan, and the Boy Shem did not get the power to build it, put it up. Then Rashi says, Mishkan, Moshe said to the Boy Shem, how can you build such a Mishkan? How can you pick up such boards? So the Gemara, one territory in the Gemara is, Moshe was 10 amis high, he could have picked them up. If it was a big, tall person, he could pick up such a board. Already said it wasn't possible to pick it up. Moshe told Moshe, you do what you have to do, and it will be still up. Hukam is a Mishkan, Rashi said. It says in the first, Hukam is a Mishkan. Moshe made himself show how he's trying to pick it up, and the Mishkan stood up from itself. Luchud that's Maisen Isen. We learn. Whole Melachos Shabbos, we learn from Melachos Machshavos what says in Mishkan. In Mishkan, the Melachos Machshavos has to do Melacha. You have to know what you're doing. You have to concentrate on what you're doing. And if places go wrong with Melachos Machshavos, anything which you're not exactly doing what you want to do is not called a Melacha. So what kind of Melacha is as building a Mishkan up in this? The Maisei, you could go further. Here Moshe did a shtadlis at least. In Posik it says, the Rambam says, what is the mitzvah of Bini Beis HaMikdash? That you have to build a Kodesh Kedoshim, a Kochim, and a Ulam, and with Kevin. That's the mitzvah. So part of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, it's the main part. That's the seven kelim for the Mikdash. The Menorah, we know, Moshe Rabbeinu did not understand how to build the Menorah. That's number one. He had a problem. How do you build the Menorah? So Kadosh Baruch Hu here in Menorah Shel Eish. Afterwards, Moshe could not make it. They couldn't make the Menorah. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Who took the Teicha Eish? Took the gold, threw it into the fire, and came out of Menorah." It also, if there's a din melech machshavis, if there is a din of building and making, so what kind of how is that? Even though in Hilchos Shabbos we do see that Zoreah is a melech called Zoreah that used to take the wheat after the dash, how do you call it? Thresh it. They used to take the wheat, throw it in the air, and the wind blew out the klippis, the staff. Wind blew out the saaf. So it's called it's melech machshavis. Why? Because he did the work that the wind should blow it out. Even though the wind is not I'm doing it, it comes from itself the wind, that's called melech machshavis. But he did the part by throwing it up that it should fall apart. That was a type of viral. You see, you could say maybe by melech machshavis that he tried to push it up that I don't know. But the Menorah of the Zichud, there was no any work done to get the Menorah made. I was thinking, what is the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash? We have a mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. What is the mitzvah of the Binyan? When is the mitzvah? And who has to do it? What is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is there should be a Beis HaMikdash. Or the mitzvah is to build the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam says, mitzvah asay lasay is Beis Lashem, muchen li is makrivim by kabonis, v'choy molo shosh pom bashono. It's a mitzvah to make a base for Hashem, that there they're going to be makrivim kabonis, and when it comes three times a year, Yom Tovim. What is the mitzvah? The mitzvah there should be a bayis, the mitzvah there, or you should build a bayis. That's number one. And it's only two questions. Who is mechuyev to build the Beis HaMikdash? So the first question, if the mitzvah is, you have, no, the Rambam says, Noshim, Anoshim and Noshim are mechuyev in building Beis HaMikdash. Rambam, Perek Aleph, Beis HaBechiz, Aloch Yud Beis, everybody's mechuyev to build. We know mitzvahs asay shazman gromo, noshim p'turim, right? Binyan Beis HaMikdash is a steady mitzvah or time of man. If it's a steady mitzvah, okay, noshim chayiv. If not, the Gemara Shurechem, when the Gemara says there are certain mitzvahs, Noshim Chayovim, Matzah, even though Noshim Ptum Mitzvah Sheh Zman Gromo, Matzah, Noshim Chayovim, so we know the Matzahs, why did it bring down a Noshim Chayiv in the mitzvah of being Beis HaMikdash? You can say, being in Beis HaMikdash, you can come and say, is a mitzvah from Klai Yisrael with the Melech. Even if you take a mitzvah altogether, you could say, because it's brought down in Hilchis Melochim, Shloish mitzvah nitzavu b'nei Yisroel k'shenichnus l'oret. There are three mitzvahs we had to make when we come into Eretz Yisroel. Mitzvah number one is Limlois Melech. Mitzvah number two is Mechias HaMolek. And mitzvah number three is Limlois Beis HaMikdash. Shenema l'shechino y'dushesheno. Ubos Hashomo. That's the Rambam says in Hilchos Melachim. Perik Aleph, Alocha Aleph. So the question they ask right away is here the Rambam brings down the Posik, the Shichnei to do Shenoi, and here by us, he brings down the Posik, the Osiri Mikdosh. Two different Sukkim the Rambam brings down. In Perik Zayin, we know the Rambam brings down the Mekadish Beis HaMikdosh. In the Kaddish Beis HaMikdash, you have to have a Melech, Novi, or Ritumim. And that's what the Rambam says in Bayis Sheni. In Bayis Sheni, they did not have to be Kaddish. Kedusha Rishoyna Kid Shalom Asid Lofot. Rambam is, we didn't have a Melech. How did they make the Beis HaMikdash? It's Kedusha Rishoyna Kid Shait Kid Shalom Asid Lofot. We dove the Melech and Shalom when they were Kaddish Rishalayim. They made it for always, and made it today, you could build, because we have the Kedusha is there already. The only thing about this part, to say that the mitzvah, which is Tolib Melech, and it's a different type of mitzvah, is that the Rambam here, in the beginning of Beis HaMikdash, says, Mishkan she'osa Moshe Rabbeinu hoyu l'fisho. Moshe Rabbeinu, what he built was a temporary thing, and that you can understand because the Rambam says that you have to build a bayis, has to be a building with a kodesh, kodesh kedoshim, and a ulam. And we did not have by Moshe not a building; it was a tent more, and it was without a ulam altogether. We had Kodesh, Kodesh HaKadosh, and there's no Ulam. Rambam said it's one of the main parts. That's because of then Rambam goes right further, and he said in Hocha Beis, Kiv Shenichas Oretz, Himidah Mishkin Begolul, Abar Seishana. They had the first 14 years they had the Mishkin. Afterwards, Mishon Bo Lishilo, Ubo Lishon Bayit Sholavonim, Upo Shemitha Mishkin Olam, Lo Lishon Tikva. The second building they had was Shiloi, Beit Shiloi, which was 369 years. That was the Mikdash. Who built Shiloi? Rambam says the Mikdashkin was established by Moshe Rabbeinu, which Moshe Rabbeinu was a Melech. Who built Shiloi? Shiloi was built later. Who built it? So I saw in one place it mentioned that Yeshua also had a dinner of a melech. What's the gen of melech of Yeshua had, I don't know, but it said Yeshua also was a melech. That's what I saw in one place. I didn't find out where it is exactly. But then the Rambam says, afterwards, Shemais Eli Akum was killed, died, Chorov, Ubolin Loiv, Ubon Shom Migdosh, Shemais Shemu Chorov, Ubolin Givu, and Ubon Shom Migdosh. The next Migdosh was Noiv and Givu. Right? There were two more Migdoshim. Who built it? Did they have a Melech? There was no Melech. No one mentioned Melech on these places.
Why do you need a Melech for?
The Rambam says that you, what? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Shloish mitzvahs. The Rambam brings down the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Shloish mitzvahs nistavu bnei Yisroel kshenichus laoritz. Then with Melech, Amchis Amolek, and bin Beis Hamikdash. And then the Gemara Shvuah says to be mekadish, you need a Melech. To mekadish, you have to need a Melech. Yeah. So Yisroel need a Melech. Over here, if they build Noiv without a Melech, so how do they build it?
It was a Mishkan.
No, the Mishkan was only in Shiloh. After Shiloh, they closed up the Mishkan, and more there was no Mishkan. It was only buildings. They built, and before they built it, Kodesh, Kodesh HaKadosh, and Ulam. That's what Rambam said. That's when the Rambam says that on the Mishkan, he said it was Zmani. Was the Zmani. And those things he didn't say was the Zmani. You know, regular buildings are rusted. The embassy of the question goes further. The Rambam says, Kiddush and Shoy and Kitch and Shaitoy and Kitch and Asid Lovoit. That they built the biggest Mishkin, the Kiddush was Dovid and Shoy and made was from Dovid's days and further. Of the Ravid on the Spatzia in Perik Vov, the Ravid says, argues in the Rambam, where did he take such a thing? And then he ends off, the Ravid finishes. That Avishalayim and Migdosh lo oma, the word bekadish, the fish are you do ezra shamigdosh, Avishalayim and Migdosh tanis, the skadish kdushet acha ilom nikvoid Hashem lo ilom, kach niglo li nisoid Hashem li reyov, the fish of him nichnos ad le shom ein bakovit. And the Rambam says that sol Hashem li reyov, ezra did not, he knows from sol Hashem li reyov, ezra did not, also was not mekadish it. Yeah? Because it's going to be Kodesh, Vesa Novi, a bigger, much bigger Kedusha. Same as the Rabbi learned that once a small Kedusha, you can't make a bigger Kedusha. Vesa Novi is going to be the Kedusha from Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's going to be Mekadesh, it's going to be a different Kedusha. And it's so it arrived, who was Mekadesh by Sheni? Who was Mekadesh by Sheni? So the Chua, I want to say, you see here, the Binyan Beis Hamikdash is a mitzvah, like all mitzvahs. It's not any special mitzvah for a melech. Could be it's a tzibah, the whole tzibah has to get together to do it, yeah? The whole tzibah has to get to do it, yeah? I don't know if one person can build. It's supposed to be made from a tzibah. Oh, but it's not a mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah which is always. What do you mean always? The Emes in Bayi Sheni, why did that build a binyan? They didn't have a melech. It's only a melech. What else to do with melech? We don't have to do with melech. So any time, so it could be today, we also should be able to have to build the Beis HaMikdash. Today we should also have to be able to build the Beis HaMikdash. We can't. We don't know where the Mizbeach is. We are at Meim. There's still problems. We can't do it for all the different reasons. But the mitzvah is always the mitzvah from building a Beis HaMikdash. So it could be, it's not called a mitzvah seisha zman groma. And what does it mean? The Rambam says that binyan beis hamikdash is rak b'yoyim. The Gemara says, the pasuk in dos, anachnu oisim blocho, ba'aris ha'shacha, atis lechovim, Yeah, the biggest and biggest familiar building only by Dain. The Gemara brings it in. In Brochis, the beginning of Brochis, the Gemara brings building based on Migdosh is only by day. If it's only by day, it's again the Mitzvah of Sechel Man Roma. Right? By Mila, places is why Noshim have to, you have a special posik for Noshim to be potter. So one of the Tzitzis wants to say that it's a mitzvah say she'en as magroma, but it's from the eighth day and further. So they will release right away. By night, you don't matter. By night, you don't matter. So if you don't matter, make a bris by night. So it's not as mitzvah say she'en as magroma, it's only by day, not by night. Because he rules, if the binyan is by day only, so the chutz of mitzvah say she'en as magroma. So we have to go back. So now we know that minyan based on Migdosh is a mitzvah all the time. All the time there's a mitzvah minyan based on Migdosh. And we have to know what is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the building based on Migdosh, or the mitzvah you should have based on Migdosh. What?
You can't tell me if he's out building that's not
building for you. You can't, there's a lot of things. When you take lulav, you have a mitzvah to be in bench on lulav.
Yeah.
Yeah. The mitzvah is to plant a tree for lulavim.
To take it.
You see, you don't plant a tree. How you can have a lulav without planting a tree? How you can have a mitzvah without planting a tree?
Somebody else can plant.
It's okay.
You enter the mitzvah. Somebody else can build.
So you're saying that's not a mitzvah building. You're saying the mitzvah, if the mitzvah there should be a binyan, so somebody else can build. He said the Esed Govoi, the Beis HaMikdash, and Rambam says, a goy can build. What? A goy can build. Can't build.
If they can't
do it,
then they can build it.
But even though it should be, yeah, the building has to do with the Melech Machsheves. What? But it says the Esed Govoi, Rashi brings down in Sukkah, and the Esed Govoi, and the Migdash can come down Eish Min HaShemayim. We're not going to build it. But even though there is a, as they say over from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, we say Yontif, V'areinu b'vinyanoi, v'samcheinu b'sikunoi. So Rabbi Yosef Chaim, what's... If it's come down with the vinyon, what's some chayim v'sikun, what we have to fix right away? So he said that b'is ha-migdash should come down eish min ha-shamayim, and to be kind of mitzvah beneath b'is ha-migdash, it says the shom which David made near Rav Adoma, they're going to come out, and we're going to put that in with that kind of b'in b'is ha-migdash. That's what Chaim Zonnefeld says. V'areinu vinyon v'samcheinu b'sikunoi. But we're going to finish off the work.
What
is the ground? It's
Shorim.
It's Shorim. Dovid base sank in the ground, it said. Since Vice and Dovid, they're going to have a shtick on it, and it sank in. So the question is, what is the mitzvah? Being the base of Mikdosh, or the having the base of Mikdosh? The Maaseh is another thing. The pasuk, the first thing Moshe warned Klal Yisrael when they went to make the Beis Hamikdash is Shabbos. Shabbos, Shesh Yom Tov, we see the doors. Shabbos is not about the Beis Hamikdash. We know all over what was the question. Is Esed Eichel Lo Yisrael? Yuma speaks about it in the beginning of Yuma, where Esed Eichel Lo Yisrael is the mitzvah v'doicha, mitzvah bini beis hamikdash v'doicha the Shabbos. We never cloud any mitzvah which is doicha Esed Eichel Lo Yisrael. It's only if the inner the doicha mikayim. There's no such thing that mitzvah should be doicha mitzvah and later have the mitzvah mikayim. So if you're going to build, if you can say the beis hamikdash is a mitzvah having a Beis HaMikdash, so what was the heter to be able to go Shabbos? Why do we need a special heter to come and tell us Shabbos, you're not supposed to work around Beis Hamikdash. You don't be Hector. Yeah, I heard this question also by Rav Ramban Chofsky. He asked the question, he wanted to say a different answer. Of Rav Ramban Chofsky was shearing Shibin. He asked the question, why do we need a Hector, a Issur, building Shabbos, if the mitzvah is having a built Beis Hamikdash? But who we see here, the mitzvah is the etzim building Beis Hamikdash. The etzim building, if that's the mitzvah, it's the etzim mitzvah's building, and the mitzvah is all along, and the Rambam says afterwards, the Rambam says there's another part of the mitzvah, every time, if you can make it better, when the tzibur was poor, they made it simple. If they can make add words, add later, gold plated, you have to make a gold plated later, add gold on it. To make it in the fire, to make nice and beautiful the Beis Hamikdash all along. The keeping maintain of the Beis Hamikdash is part of the whole of the mitzvah of building Beis Hamikdash. To keep up the Beis Hamikdash. That's what Rambam says. So my sin, building Beis Hamikdash is all along a mitzvah. And that's why no shemachui. It's a mitzvah sheshelah is man grama. Oh, the question is by night. The question we have now is again, the duchu by night is no mitzvah. I thought we could say another in building Beis Hamikdash, we see by the menorah, interesting thing. Moshe did not understand how to make the menorah. So the Moshe went and showed him a menorah she'esh. He showed him a menorah she'esh to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Bibin Shemoy. Why do you show him? If he won't be able to build it anyhow, if he won't be able to make it, why do you have to show him Menorah? Show him, told him, throw the gold into the Beis fire, and you have a Menorah. To be able to build the Beis Hamikdash, to be able to make Menorah, you have to have the Torah of Menorah. You have to know how to make it, and what you're supposed to do. And if you don't have the Torah of Menorah, he knows that you make a menorah. A menorah is kind of fire. What's a menorah? So the learning and understanding how to make the menorah is also a chelik for the B'nai Beis Hamikdash. We see another place such a thing. Bris Milah. We make, Avi Ben makes a bracha lachnise bebris eshavom avinu. So the big machloekz was showing what kind of broch is that. What's the broch lachnisa shubis shalvam avinu? So some is showing him say that it's a new broch. It's a broch sa mitzvah. Others say it's a broch sa doya. We thank the Boy Shalom that I was zeich to make, bring my child in to Klai Yisrael, bris shalvam avinu. But others say it's a broch sa mitzvah. And maybe they say if the father moyul, since he makes the broch ala mila, so he does not make the broch lachnisay. So there is, if it's a broch on mitzvah, what is the broch on the mitzvah? What mitzvah? So they say, when a person has a son, a yidu zeichta son, the mitzvah is not only making the etzim bris. The whole misasik, the whole work around it, to get a moyul, to set everything up, that all goes into the Achnis and Shabbos Shavuot Avinu to make a bris milah, and that will make a bracha. So we see that Tzvara, that the whole around a mitzvah is part of a mitzvah also. I want to say here also the same thing in Beis Hamikdash, is around the Beis Hamikdash is also a chelik for the etzem mitzvah of being in Beis Hamikdash. And my son showed me the Tosfos Yontif in the Hakdama to Masechtes Nidus, right? Got the answer. In the Masechtes Nidus, the Hakdama Tosfos Yontif, he writes there that you have the with the Beis Hamikdash, which Shlomo made, and we had a Beis Hamikdash that the Esed Lomi would sit in Yecheskel, and then by Sheni was made half and half. And why do we have to learn Midas? Why do we have to know what Mesechtes Midas? What was the Beis Hamikdash? So he said that to be able to zoicha, to bini ba'i shlishi, yeah, we have to prepare ourselves and learn and know what to do to be able to make a ba'i shlishi. Even though Rashi says it come down ish, it seems that if we don't learn, we're not going to prepare, yeah, and we're not going to know what to do, we're not going to be able to get a ba'i shlishi. That's a chilik for the etzim. It's asked for mitzvah. Is not only the etzim building, anything around that's called part of the building Beis Hamikdash. All around that's part of the building Beis Hamikdash. That's what it's called. And the embassy is, I found a Medrash Tanchumim.
We are now goddess by our enemies. Because they go show Israel what's going to be the survey of Migdosh. They're in goddess now. They could build it. They could build the base of Migdosh. Let's wait. Kaiser will come, Mashiach will come, the Gamma will go, then they'll be able to build. Vachaka, Hani, Hoy, Hoymler, Omra, Kodish, Boch, Rechesko, O Beshu, Shabini, no sooner be Goyle, because my children are Goyles, you being in Basie bottle, the being from Besamish should be bottle, they shouldn't go to Besamitosh. Omra, Kodish, Boch, God, the kids of the Torah keep in the only. The learning, the parsha from Beis Hamikdash, that is called building. Lech Omlam is asked to liquid to some bais, and she read how he's supposed to build the bais. Ubeschak Lech, she is asked to liquid his boy, and in Malale, ki iwa him oisk me bin la bais. Va'asha isha oisik me toy, wa nois the moment lami toy lub noy. You are the person who helps Torah for learning how to build the Beis Hamikdash. So the Boishom told the Medrash says here, the Boishom told Moshe that learning the building is called building Beis Hamikdash. I want to leave one more word. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu is asking the building is part of the mitzvah, and Noshe Mokhuim, because by night you have to also learn. By night you also have to learn. There's always the mitzvah building.